It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Brought to you in part by Iberia Sports and Rehab, Hike, Mindell, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Swing Insurance, Blazing Specialties, Additive Solutions, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, The Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, and Action Specialties. Now, here's Coach Indes.
Sorry, I'm on late.
Yo, yo, yo.
Well,
good morning.
I thought Brent Delcombe would show up. I apologize.
Brent Delcombe. Turbo.
I was announced as Brent Delcombe earlier.
Anyway, I deeply apologize, but I hadn't seen Brent Delcombe in years. He was from Delcombe and knew him well. So I know his younger brother, JV, too. So anyway, now back to the Brent Indes Bayou Sports Show.
It's just Bayou Sports with Coach
Indes. That's right.
There we go. We got Eric in the house today.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to the day, man. Friday on Main Street, New Iberia.
Absolutely. So we're going to get Jace Conrad on the phone. We're going to talk a little bit other stuff while we're doing that. Y'all got to excuse me, folks, this morning. I'm running a little behind. Just took a phone call.
I tell you what, Coach, I'm not running behind. I'm in front of the pack today. Let me give you a...
And while we're getting Jace on the phone, I want to talk about Quarter Tavern and something real special that's going to be going on tomorrow. So Ty Lachele and his crew at Quarter Tavern tomorrow, 10 a.m., we're going to have two bands rolling. He's going to have cooking teams out there cooking etouffee, fried fish, couillon, barbecue, all these things. And it's free, folks. You go, you eat, it's all free. Now, of course, the spirits aren't free.
No, and aren't they looking for donations?
And
that's the deal?
And that's what's going on. So what's going to happen is these folks that are cooking, they're actually paying to be there. I think they're paying a fee, and all that money goes to charity. And as well as any donations that are given for this unbelievable free food, that's going to go to local charities.
Mm-hmm.
Second band's going to be coming on at 2. I can't stress enough. It's such a great atmosphere out there.
Yeah,
if you want to spread it out a little bit, they've got the tents outside.
It's time to get back out into the world, have some fun, help these causes with donations. That's what New Iberia is all about.
And I guarantee you, everybody can cook around here. So I guarantee you, whatever food that's going to be there, it is going to be off the chain good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, look, I'm fired up about this morning. Got Jace Conrad, former UL All-American, getting on the phone with us this morning. Very excited to have him as a special guest on Bayou Sports. Looking forward to our conversation. You know, if you don't know who Jace Conrad is, then you've been living under a rock the last 5-10 years. And as far as UL baseball is concerned, this cat can play.
Absolutely. And Jace, I believe we got you on the phone right now. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me this morning, guys.
Hey, Jace, good morning. Eric Hike along with legendary coach Brent Indes on the New Iberia Main Street KANE radio station.
So Jace, I'll go ahead and get started. I just want to, one of my just idols, man, just a guy that I always tried to, tried to aspire to be more like. And I tell you what, I fell so far short, I'm embarrassed. But your coach, okay, at UL, Coach Robe. Just talk a little bit about your experience playing for him.
Yeah, no, I agree with you completely. He's a tough guy to follow. He was, the best way to put it is he kept you on your toes. That's what I tell people. I mean, as soon as you thought you were doing something good, as soon as you thought you had it all figured out, he was real good at reminding you and bringing you back down to earth and letting you know that you still have a long way to go. And that's something that, when things are going good in life up to this day, I always think back, thinking about Coach Rove, he would probably tell me, slow down, Jace. You're not even halfway there yet, buddy. So that's kind of a good way to kind of summarize how he was. He always kept you humble. He always, he pushed you to do better no matter how good you were doing. And that took me a long way. It took a lot of guys that I played with and former players a long ways. We still talk about it. We still talk about, Coach Rowe very often. And, I'll never take for granted the time that I did get to spend with him. So he's dearly missed, but it was, it was a hell of an opportunity to get to play underneath him.
Yeah, so Jace, I mean, we could talk about Coach Robe and his impact on the UL baseball program. In addition to all the things that he taught his players for hours, we just have, you know, a couple of minutes this morning, but I'd like to hone in on just a couple of highlights. You know, Jace, not many people know, and correct me if I have this, make sure I have this correct, 2005, you played in the Little League World Series with the Lafayette team, is that correct?
That is correct, yep, 2005.
And then weren't there some players on that team that also ended up playing with you at UL, or a number of them played college ball?
Yes, that's correct. We had a number of those players playing college ball. You had Andrew Stevenson at LSU. You had myself, my little brother, playing at UL. Alex Stringer played at UL. We had Andreas Deplantis that pole vaulted at LSU, so we had a – we had a good group. Sam Schofield played safety at Tulane. So we
right, wow.
Everyone kind of ended up where they needed to be. So it was a good ride. It was fun. It definitely started off, you know, at least my baseball career on the right path. And I'm thankful for those opportunities as well.
Right. I mean, so Jace, you know, after playing with Coach Robe and, you know, his unfortunate, untimely passing, so now we're in the Coach Matt Deggs era at UL, and you know, and I'll share this with the listening audience. I remember when Coach Deggs was introduced as the head coach, he singled you out, and he said, "Jace Conrad's in the room, and he's one of the most fierce competitors I've ever coached." And I heard him say that about you, and I want you to speak about the relationship with Coach Deggs and how you think he's going to progress moving forward with the program.
Yeah, Coach Deggs is And right back at him, he is one of the most fierce competitors I've ever met. He does a real good job. You know, he's a little different. He has a different coaching style than a lot of coaches. He tends to want to build guys up enough to where when he does have to get on them a little bit, they take it a completely different way than the coach that is always on you about something. And that's what I respected about him is, he always built me up, told me he loved me, built me up, and then as soon as I'd do something wrong, he would, you know, he would address it, and it always made me better. It wasn't ever the thought of, oh, Coach Deggs doesn't like me, or he's, you know, he's aggravated with me. I mean, he's become one of my best friends. We talk a lot. I think he is going to do a great job at UL. I know some people watching from the outside haven't seen it yet, but just this team he's been able to put together this year, I think is a very special team. It's one of the most physical teams that I've seen at UL in a while, probably since 2014. And I think this year is going to be a really, really good year for Raging Cajun baseball. So I'm excited. And I know he's got the same goals that he's always had. And that's to, you know, win a certain amount of games, win a regional, play in a super regional, and have a chance to walk through the gates of Omaha. And that's what he's going to do every year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jace, so it's one thing when we as fans see Cajun baseball and we see a guy like you become what you became, an All-American. But I know it makes it all the more special when you are a local product, when you're a homegrown guy, played right there at Lafayette High. So maybe talk a little bit. Coach Tawley was your coach, am I correct?
That's correct. He's been there for 150 years. So he wasn't
and look,
there.
Knows more about growing grass. Because look, I'm going to tell you, I'm a horticulturalist myself, okay? So, of course, if you're a ball coach – And you care about your field, and you got a grass field. You got to know a little bit about grass. You know about growing grass.
Yeah, yeah.
I was very fortunate as I grew up. My cousin Eric, who is now the greenskeeper at Le Vosgien Country Club, I always had him to fall back on. But Sam, with that grass, man.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard "get off my infield" from Coach Tully, and he spent more time over there than he did at his house. So
I mean, I've seen the guy on his hands and knees just walking around looking for, I mean, just the tiniest weed or whatever.
Well, Coach Robichaud kind of similar, Jace, in that he was real particular about his field?
Oh, he was particular about a lot of things. The field was one, but I'll tell you what Coach Robe was particular about is he walked into that locker room, and if your locker was not organized, he would get all over you. He wanted things perfect. Everything hung up. you know, shoes in the right spot. And those are all things, I mean, we laugh about it, but even, you know, Coach Tully, Coach Rowe, that's how I live my life now. That's just, everything I do is organized, it's in place, and there's a system to it, and that's something that they taught me. So it's, they truly did make an impact not only on me, but I guarantee you a lot of guys that
and which is going to make an impact on your kids and your kids' kids.
Right.
Because that's the way it works. It's going to pass down through generation, and that's just the impact that guys like that have on you. That's really good stuff.
No, that's great stuff. I mean, that's the things that these coaches teach that you were able to learn from Robichaux that carry over into the professional world. I mean, obviously, you know, baseball came to an end for you, but what sports did for you, and we had this conversation Wednesday, what sports did for you is help you transition into the professional world.
Absolutely, yep. It teaches you, you know, life's tough, you know, the real world's tough, and you got to learn how, you know, when you get punched in the mouth, you got to respond somehow, and that's something that, again, I think everyone should learn, and if you've played under those coaches, you've definitely learned it already. And like I said, it's been great. It's been a hell of a ride up to this point, and I'm excited to see what UL baseball and Lafayette High baseball. I'm sure Coach Tully's got another 55 years in him, so
he's going to live forever. Jay, so I'm going to tell you my little Coach Robe story. Well, when I was at Abbeville High, I had an assistant football coach who was also our head baseball coach from ERATH, Jason Alamon. This is way before your time. Jason was an ERATH High product and actually played for a young Robe at McNeese. Okay, because, of course, people, if they don't remember, Robe was a McNeese guy. You know, that to show you how good he was, because I guarantee you, back in the day, it was hard for UL to pull the trigger to hire a McNeese guy.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that had to be difficult because it's such a rivalry. That's not always an easy transition, but to show you what a great guy he was. But I always marveled, because I was always a disciplinarian, I always marveled how Coach Alamon always had his team, kept him in check, and how disciplined they were, and just the way they played. Because, we dealt with some kids in Abbeville High that, you know, some of them, if you gave them an inch, they were going to try to take a foot.
Right.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
What I marveled at was the fact that Coach Alamon never raised his voice. And anybody that's been around me knows that I raised my voice.
I think you raised your voice.
Okay, that was just part of my deal, all right? I was loud when I was happy. I was loud when I was mad.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just a loud guy. And I was interested to see, okay, because, you know, I watched different coaches growing up, and one guy did it this way, another guy did it the opposite way. And just one day I talked to him, and I said, Jason, how are you doing such a great job? You never raise your voice. He said, every now and then I pull a Robe. I said, what does that mean? He said, I'll let you know when I'm about to pull a Robe.
Yeah.
So one day, this is before texting, so he called me. He said, I'm ticked off and I'm about to pull a Robe. So I went out to the field. They started running those poles or whatever you baseball guys do. And I'm telling you, if somebody would have done what he did to those kids that day, they'd probably get put in jail.
That is spot on, Coach Robe. Same exact way. I mean, I could go on for days, but I missed a workout one time. Well, I didn't miss it. A buddy of mine that I was playing with, Mike Strentz, convinced me to go duck hunting at his camp. So we decided we were going to work out before the team. Now, I'm a freshman at this time. We were going to work out about an hour before the team, and then we were going to go hunting. I don't know why I thought that was a good idea.
Young and stupid.
But we did. I show up on Monday. Coach Robe is sitting in my locker and he asked me where Mike Strentz is. I said, Strentz is on his way. So Mike shows up. He goes, you two, you guys aren't going to be practicing today, and you can meet me at the football stadium at 4:00 tomorrow morning.
Oh.
And we show up at 4:00 and we touched every stair or step in that football stadium twice before he let us stop.
Wow.
Yeah. So he pulled a Robe that morning.
Now, where's Jace? You've probably heard of the ones where he'll make you watch for what you did. He'll let you sit down and run everybody else.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Unfortunately, I've been in every situation.
Right there,
so.
Well, I mean, does Coach Degg kind of have a similar disciplinary does he take similar disciplinary action on his players? Did that carry over from Robe?
He does, but Coach Degg's again, he's so different. He starts running you from the beginning so that every time you do have to run, it's supposed to be fun at that point.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we did more conditioning under Matt Deggs. We were swimming, treading water for 45 minutes. It was 33 degrees outside at UL one time, and I probably shouldn't say that, but it was about 5 in the morning. We were making us wear weighted vests. I mean, it was, he's a crazy guy.
That's some Navy SEAL stuff you got going
on. Well, that 2014 team, Jace, talk just briefly about the success y'all had. It was 2014, correct?
Yep, 2014.
The amount of home runs was dizzying.
Yeah, no, that was a great team. Honestly, you know, we had talent, but it was more hard work, and I know a lot of people say that, but we were just a bunch of guys trying to make a name for ourselves, and we bought into a system that it was us against the world, and Matt Deggs kind of drove that train, and it was a great ride. It was fun. Those guys are like my brothers. I talk to them all the time, you know. So, sometimes I'm actually, like, right now they won't stop blowing our phone up in a group text, so I'm tired of talking to them right now. But no, it was a great year. It was great for the program, and at the end of the day, we fell short. So I won't
to those Ole Miss Rebels, huh? Was it to the Ole Miss Rebels?
It was.
Just to lay the groundwork. So Jace, the reason he's on the phone with us this morning is because now he works with my brother Chris Hike. And if anyone knows my brother Chris, who's listening right now, he's an Ole Miss Rebel. And
Who the hell are we?
That was a tough weekend for us Cajun fans because we had him on the ropes, and God dog, man, he let that one get away.
I almost didn't take the job because of that.
Hey, whenever they start talking those zeros behind those, you know, whatever, sometimes you tend to forget about those alliances and
that's
say,
right. That's
hey,
right.
let's get together and make some money.
Well, Chris is smart. Yeah. Chris has got the Ole Miss helmet, and he's got the UL helmet, and he might even have an LSU helmet. I don't know. I'm going to visit with him on that one. But
That one stays under the desk.
Yeah, it stays under the desk. Just when those clients come in, he whips it out.
Yeah.
Jace, I'm hoping in the future, you know, Cajuns start moving into the playoffs and doing things and hopefully, you know, make a run to get you back on and maybe talk about, you know, what you think about the team, because I know you do follow the team.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I would definitely like that. Okay, super.
Real quick, Jace, just give us a quick update as to where you are. I want to give you the opportunity to give yourself a quick plug and the success you're having currently outside of baseball.
Yeah, no, I'm like you said, I'm working for Chris Hike at Hike Insurance. We focus on large commercial insurance, property and casualty. So we're in Lafayette. We do business surrounding areas, surrounding states. We're all over the road. We've got a great team over there, and we'd be happy to help anyone out there that needs someone to take a look. And like I said, I appreciate you guys having me on this morning, and I look forward to joining y'all again.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jace. We appreciate your time, man. Have a great day.
Much appreciated. I'm going to try to pass by. I'm going to be in Lafayette later today. I'm going to pass by and see if Coach Tolley's working on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be pulling weeds. Give it till about 2 o'clock.
You got it. All right, take care, man.
Thank you, Jace.
All right, guys,
have a good day. All right, bye.
All right, y'all too.
Great conversation right there with a former homegrown Acadiana.
Yep.
Area, Lafayette Lion product.
He has a little New Iberia in him, too. His mother is from New Iberia.
Okay, so there is a Conrad family. I didn't.
His mother was a Delahoussee.
Okay, all right. So it's not the Conrad family.
That's right.
Like I tell people, all roads lead back to New Iberia.
That's it.
You never know which road
it's going to be. 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
That's it.
3 degrees of New Iberia.
That's it. All roads lead back.
Jace's grandmother was a New Iberia native.
I can tell you, he brings that competitiveness and his drive to the professional world. He guy's going to be a success, already is a success.
And what's his little brother's name?
I don't know.
Bryn.
Bryn, who was, they were a fine combination in college, too, the brothers.
Good stuff. And always, man, when it comes to Coach Robe and anybody that was affected by him, like I said, I think one of the greatest human beings that I had the pleasure of knowing.
Yeah, he's got great insight, not only on Robe, but now on Deggs, because he's played for both.
Yeah. He played for Bill Simon at McNeese, too. Bill was an assistant coach at McNeese when he was working on his master's as a graduate.
So we're talking about Robe.
Yeah, and Robe played for Bill Simon at McNeese.
Okay, we're going to be right back. We're going to keep it along those baseball lines. We've got a Yellow Jacket product that is now really didn't change colors. He's still still black and gold. Just moved down the road to Lorville. Won a state title.
Yes,
a couple of years ago.
All star lineup today, man.
That's it. We got Rob Segura. Lorville Tigers going to be back right after this break.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Friday, Beauty of Grey. Saturday is the rescheduled Mardi Gras brunch with Cajun Company Band at 10 and Basin Street Band at 2. And Sunday, it's Gerard Delafosse. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in the Barry. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 to 8. Most drinks, half price. Check on their Facebook page for the monthly calendar and daily specials.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies, such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
We're making it easy at Arsenal Ford this month. What month is it?
It's truck month.
Take $13,000 off the last 2020 F-150s in stock.
Because it's truck month.
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
All right, we're back right here on beautiful Main Street.
Man, Coach, I'm so excited, man. I got my UL shirt on today. But more importantly, I wore the Jordans.
This man walked in this
just
morning
for you
with Air Jordans.
I'm feeling fresh on Friday. Fresh Friday.
Well, you got that haircut.
Oh, dude. It's on.
Dude, I tell you.
I'm ready to roll. Poo! Styling and profiling.
Speaking.
He needs a little sun.
Speaking of styling and profiling, we got a young man, and I'm going to call him a young man. I don't know if he feels like a young man, but relative to me, he's a young man.
He's young.
All right. Rob Segura in the house. Lorville won a state championship a couple of years ago. And, Rob, heck, last year you probably felt pretty good about your chances last year, and COVID jumps in and gets you.
Yeah, you're right about that. I don't know how young I am.
Come on, Rob.
I guess I am young.
Hey, relative to your father, you're very young.
Yeah. Used to be the lifeguard at Iberia Country Club years ago.
There you go.
Yeah, I used to drown them more than save them.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's a scary thought right there, Rob.
Yeah, it was an unfortunate situation. I thought we had built that team up to be able to compete again for a state championship, and you know, things happened out of our control, and you know, you pick up the pieces and we got to move on.
Yeah, because some of those guys that you're speaking of, I mean, it seemed like they were at Louisville for forever. So many of those young men had started since such a young age, and of course, you know, me being a Catholic high all those years, and I'd at least see it twice a year. Right. And you know, from Latulis to, I remember the pitcher, it just, all those guys, it was the same names over and over and over. And did you lose the brunt of those guys off that graduated this past year?
Yes, we did. We lost all of them.
Yeah. So this year, although it still seems like you're rocking and rolling, but it has probably been a challenge, you know, just with a lot of new faces.
Right. It's just more of an inexperienced group right now, and of course there's going to be challenges, as you know, as well. And you got what happened also with the last year's shutdown is these kids that are playing now would have been playing some JV ball, gaining some experience, but they missed out on that as well. So, you know, they're getting experience for the first time.
Gotcha. And moving forward, I know, I mean, I'm sure you want to give a shout out. One thing that I did see over the past several years is Louisville's youth program. And I'm just not talking about in baseball, but in all sports, it seems to have really kicked into a different gear. Would you agree?
Oh, man, I'm going to get so many calls about you making that comment.
But it's true.
Come on, man.
Even though I am wearing a red shirt in here right now.
No, it's true.
Okay,
it's true.
Look, Bayou Sports, I've become a neutral person. And seriously, am I correct to say that Louisville's youth programs, relative to what they were 10 years ago, are just booming right now? Am I correct?
You are correct in that. Yeah, there's been a great push by the community to try to elevate Louisville athletics.
No, I'm just picking. I see it in the youth groups. I mean, my son's in the eighth grade, and so we're always playing that group of kids in baseball, football, basketball. Great group of athletes.
Yeah, I know Chris Bigler's team the other day. I think it's a sixth grade. I think ended up winning that one versus Louisville, but it was a nip and tuck 7-5 type game. And again, that used to not be the case. But now it seems it's just nip and tuck, you know, back and forth going both ways. And you know what? Great for the powers that be in the town of Louisville.
Yeah, absolutely.
And taking upon themselves, because you have to have that feeder system.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're 100% correct.
Especially in baseball. Baseball is more important than any of them. I tell people, Rob, all the time that I can take a kid that's never played football before as a ninth grader. You give him to me as a ninth grader. Now, I'd rather him have played in middle school, but honestly, I'd rather them have not played as a fourth, fifth grader, to be honest. I think seventh grade's the perfect age to start them. I had to jump on board with the sixth grade stuff just because everybody was doing it. Mm-hmm. But to me, you learn more bad habits as a football player, as a youngster, okay? But baseball, they got to get started young. They got no shot.
You're right. it's more of a skill sport.
Yeah. I always say it's an individual sport in a team setting.
Basically, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, so back in the day, Robin, you and I are the same age. You know, it was Evangeline Little League and not all this travel ball stuff. So, I mean, I'm sure you have some strong opinions on the positives and negatives of what's going on with baseball. And I guess all sports, because my son's in the basketball as well, and he plays year-round as well. What's your position on some of this stuff?
On travel ball?
Yeah, on travel ball.
Kind of year round, guys.
Year round sports.
Yeah, kind of year round stuff.
I think year round is not necessarily the right way to go when you're talking about developing kids. I think they need it as they're coming up in the youth. They need to play more sports.
Mm-hmm.
They need because you're working on different movements. You're actually learning how to play different games. And really, all sports are the same. They're just played by different rules.
Yep.
And you can't just doing one thing. It does have benefits, but I think it also has deterrents as well.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Rob, an old baseball coach, told me one time, he said the reason that he felt that he wanted all his football players to play, because this was a football baseball guy. And he said the reason he wanted all his football players to play baseball, or as many as they could, and his baseball players to play football, he said he thought they went perfect together, because nothing teaches you to play team as a team like football, but nothing right. exposes you like baseball.
Absolutely.
that's a fact. He was a wise man.
Oh, no. It nothing exposes you like baseball. When you're in that – we've talked about this before on the show. When you're in that batter's box, everybody's looking at you.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody can help you.
Yeah, you could give the little claps and the little signs. And,
yeah.
And, hey, be a hitter, partner, be a hitter. But you're right, there ain't nobody there. But the same as the pitcher on the mound, the second yep. the ball's in the air and that left fielder is running, he's got to catch a ball over his right shoulder. Yeah. Everybody's eyes are on you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So
and everybody knows when you mess up.
Hey, do you agree with this philosophy, too? Jason Alamo, my old baseball coach in Abbeville, you'd always talk about, hey, want to slip that kid in the end of the game at right or left. And he said, just remember, partner, that ball's going to find him.
Every time. Every time.
That is true.
Oh, man.
Man, we're having fun here just kind of reminiscing about the old days, Rob. And I, you know, when we grew up, we were hanging out at City Park, man, shooting basketball, yep. playing ping pong. Good old basketball game with Julian and Willie. You know, I don't know if you're yeah. in that era.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I can't remember.
I think I've been removed from a game before by Julian.
You've probably been removed from every gym in the parish.
Not as many times as Armin Schwing. I'm going to say, sorry, Armin, I'm throwing you under the bus.
No, that's the good old days, man. Good old days.
Oh,
that's a good friend right there, I tell you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, I got to drag somebody down with me, Rob.
I
call it the crab mentality. You know, it's the crabs at the bottom, grabbing the ones at the top and just pulling them down.
Don't let them out.
Mm-hmm. No, but look, on a serious note, going back to the youth sports in Lorville, I was kind of pulling your chain, but if I'm not mistaken, it's led, now you may know better than I do, but James Deffa coordinates a lot of the youth sports in Lorville. Is that accurate?
Yes, he's the director at the Rec League Park.
So if he's listening to this interview, his head's getting bigger and bigger as we talk about
that's Bigler's partner, too. Yeah. I know that's Bigler's partner.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
You got a good core of guys helping lead those youth athletes in Lorville, and you see it on the field or on the court, whatever. Pick the sport, but I agree. It's clearly obvious.
So more down to brass tacks. Let us know what we got to look forward to coming up with your team and your prospects. Maybe mention a couple of kids, and I know the district. It's pretty solid this year. You throw in Delcom, who looks like they're a pretty solid club. They can hit the ball, so it could be more of a four-headed monster of what you're looking into, along with Catholic High and Ascension.
Yeah, it's a real strong district. You know, they definitely prepare you for the playoffs. You know, we focus on ourselves more than the opponent, because I mean, in a game of baseball, it's about what you're doing, mm-hmm. not necessarily what the opponent's doing. You know, it's not, football, you can see what kind of scheme they're running and how you want to stop it. But in baseball, you know, it's can you hit the ball and can you catch the ball? So that's the name of the game.
I'm with you. Moving forward in non-select AA ball, I know Kinder's always there. You have your specific teams. Who do you feel like maybe the teams to beat this year?
Well, you got Rose Pine. They're pretty strong this year. I think it's Doyle.
Yeah.
Doyle has a quality ball club. Obviously, Kinder's always up there. They play good baseball, and I'm not sure about the rest.
Yeah, gotcha.
I'm sure I'm missing out on something.
And you know what? And I get it, because like I said, baseball, you're worried about yourselves. You're not worried about as much as the other guy.
Correct.
You had something?
No, I'm good.
Okay. So, Rob, got to give a shout out to you, old man. We were talking golf the other day, and probably the greatest putter.
What do you know about golf?
The greatest putter the other day with the worst putting stroke. I mean, did you ever watch your dad play golf?
He made my eyes bleed, so I tried not to watch too much.
He had that old bullseye putter. He would grip down on it. God, dog, it seemed like it was almost to the putter head. He had his index finger running down the shaft, and it was the most wristy stroke you've ever seen. But I always remember,
did he make the
Buster, putt? The great Buster Beaulieu always said.
Talk about a golfer there.
One of the greatest golfers, one of the worst golfers you ever saw, but could make more putts.
Yeah.
But they forgot to tell you, that was like the 12th shot of the...
Oh, man, it's good stuff. Rob, it's always a pleasure, especially guys that we've known growing up. I mean, yeah, like I said, you're a bit younger than I am, but I watched you grow up. And look now, as the season moves on and we get down toward the playoffs, we're going to need to get you back to talk about what's going on with your team.
No, Rob's another homegrown success story. You know, it's great to see him be successful. We talk about wanting to get athletes and guests on that are from New Iberia, have roots to New Iberia, and Rob's a great example of that. Father was a pillar in the community.
And, Rob, I got to throw in there, just, you know, the addition of Terry Martin. What a good guy, huh? What a good guy.
Oh, phenomenal. Phenomenal.
You know.
Absolute treasure.
I won't lie to you, and I'll say this, and because I know, and you can go tell Trent this. You know, Trent and I have always been friends, but we kind of always – we enjoy getting at each other. You know what I'm saying? Because I went against his dad.
Right.
But when Terry took the job, it kind of upset me because Terry and I were pretty close. And I'm like, God, dog, it don't go to Lorville.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, man. You know, because I ain't going to lie. You know, Trent and I, you know, sometimes we didn't get along that way. Slap each other's hands after the game. Yeah, whatever. You know, and like I said, now I respect the heck out of Trent
as
well.
That's surprising, Coach. But, I thought you got along with everybody.
But, I thought so as well.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
But, you know, just Terry, you know, Terry is such a, you know, I don't know. Just Terry and I have been close. We went to college together. I mean, we took classes together. We did all those things. So when he went to our, you know, to our rivals down the road, I was like, come on, man.
Come
You're
on,
killing
man.
Me, dude.
Come on, man.
But look, success in programs always starts at the top, and you know that. You got to have a strong principal.
Yep.
And we have, I think the best principal in the parish, bar none, when it comes to helping with athletics. The assistant principal is on board with athletics, and it just goes all the way down. I'm blessed to have the two assistant coaches that I have, not just as baseball people, but as people in general.
Right. And we had Gary Joseph on last week, and that, of course, is his sister. Karen.
That runs.
And look, and on top of that, you got the greatest social studies teacher in the history of Iberia Parish right there in Lorville. Maria Brody. Maria Indes Brody.
No doubt.
She's been in Lorville since the beginning of time.
Oh, God.
they're going to erect a statue when she leaves.
Right next to me.
She's the Nick Saban of social studies, man.
Yeah, right next to the tiger statue.
It's so funny because, Rob, you know how Maria and I favor each other. We look alike, you know. And how many people I run into that, you know, I'd like to think I made a bit of a name for myself as a coach, but it's like they just look at me, are you Maria Brody's brother? Because she coached so many kids from that area. And so many people just look at me. You look so familiar, and I'll say, "I'm Maria Brody's brother." Oh, okay, she taught me.
Yeah.
Oh no, good stuff. Good stuff. Well, we appreciate you coming on, Rob. And like I said, please promise you go come on again later to talk about your team because we want to promote you guys. As I've told, this is the first time I've had you on. You got a fundraiser going on. You got something you want to push for your program. You let me know, and it will be advertised here, no cost, no nothing. This is all about promoting the Bayou area sports, and you're one of them. So please let me know.
Well, in fact, next, not this Sunday, but next, we have our annual hit-a-thon.
Okay, so do me a favor. I'm going to repeat that. So next, not this Sunday, but next, hit-a-thon in Lorville. Yeah. Please text me maybe a little more info about that, and as we get closer to it, I'll let everybody know when we get later in the next week so we can remind folks about it.
Sure will. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, in fact, those Munderland said they were about to cut some big checks to Coach Segura.
Defa, you know, we got Braden, those guys.
We got to hold their feet to the fire.
Hey, we want 100 grand, baby. We want 100 grand.
They said blank check, I thought.
That's
blank
it.
Check. That's it.
That's it. Hey,
thank you,
have
Rob.
A great day. Hey, happy Friday to you, pal.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Have a great day.
Right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
You know, hey.
That's it. That's what it's
everybody knows I graduated at Catholic High. I did it. But, you know, now it's, of course, I'm always going to pull for the Panthers. I'm an alumnus and always want them to do well. But, hey, now it's, I really feel like I want to be an ambassador for, and we want to be an ambassador.
Yeah, absolutely.
For everybody here in Iberia Parish. And, look,
again,
you cannot deny the success that Rob has had with that program.
Absolutely. And it starts at the top, like you said, but it starts with Rob. Rob's a leader of those young men, and you can tell just from that interview that he's doing a great job.
Absolutely.
Happy for him.
Yeah, all right.
A shout out to Karen Bache, the principal.
Yeah, Bache. I could not remember Karen's last. Of course, she was a Joseph. Okay, yes. But Karen, who's done a fabulous job there and has been there for so long.
Who doesn't like Tiger Inn?
My first cousin once removed, David Broussard, Jr., I believe, I think he's still the vice principal there.
Of course,
David Sr., who is a councilman here in town.
Yeah.
My Aunt Elsie's son, David Norman. Mm. Look, we branch out everywhere, man. We like the mafia, dude.
You and the Indes mafia, I'm in the Lebanese
mafia. Yeah, we're the Cajun mafia.
That's right, I'm the Lebanese.
Although Indes is German, but mostly everything, my father's mother was of Cajun descent, and my mother is 100% Cajun descent. We got Depériers, we got Babineaux, we got Terrios, going way back. So
all roads lead back to New Iberia.
That's it, baby. That's it. All right, we're going to be back. We're going to talk a little wrestling.
Oh, man.
36.
36.
Oh, mela.
So we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about another heel, another guy you love to hate. And I guess that's why I've got those guys near the bottom. But it's the guys – the way I came up with this list.
Yeah, who made the list?
Oh, I made the list.
Late at night, sitting around.
And what I did, I just spitballed, and I just started writing down every name I remembered. Just every name I remember. And when I got to about number 52.
God, dog.
I stopped.
Wow.
Now, and that's not including the newer guys, because I did not write down The Rock.
Lex
I did not,
Luger needs to be on the list.
He's not. Because
he needs to be
on the list. If that guy came around when I was in college, if that's when they first started, that's when I started venturing away from my...
Friday night wrestling.
The Ultimate Warrior. I mean, really.
I was doing too much other stuff in college, and I wish it was studying.
What were you doing, Coach?
I wish
studying
it was
studying the playbook.
I wish it was studying, but so I just spitballed those names, and then I did go back after that, and I looked at some lists to make sure I didn't leave anybody out.
That was a hell of a spitball. We come up with 52 names.
Oh no, I came up 52. Dog. Like I said, like that.
Name 52 PGAs professional.
Oh no, I could definitely do
all
that.
Right,
I could definitely do all that. Right. But I just wrote them down. Well, and then I started ranking them, and again, it wasn't necessarily who I liked. It was the people I remembered, and I think that's more important. It's the ones I remembered, and like. You know, Jesse the Body. I hated Jesse the Body. I hated Ken Patera. I hated him. Okay? Well, this next guy, I might have hated more than all of them. And I'll tell you why when we come back on Kane1240.com.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Want to work your body in top condition? Look no further than Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment. Whether outfitting a home gym or a large rehab center, Frank will get you quality equipment that will last for years. Large machines or small accessories, our selection is second to none. Frank, who was born and raised in New Iberia, will see to it that your equipment is serviced even well after the sale. Visit our website at frankspecialtyequipment.com or call the office at 337-316-1231.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-577. 4858.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
With more than 20 years of service to Acadiana, Action Specialties is the leading provider of uniforms, workwear, screen printing, and promotional products in the South. When it comes to building your brand, Action Specialties has you covered. Whether you need signs and decals for your business, T-shirts and polos for your office, or FR uniforms for your workforce, call Action Specialties for all of your logoed needs. To plan your next project, call Action Specialties at 337-367-1664 or visit us on the web at actionspecialties.com. That's actionspecialties.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Okay, we're back. Before we get into 36. Come on, Tony.
Oh, excuse me. 36.
Every time I say it, you gotta back me up.
36.
We need to get a Spanish person in here so they can throw out the Spanish version of that number. He's looking it up.
Google.
No. We got to keep it French. We got to keep it French. French immersion.
That's right.
That's it.
Absolutely.
All right. A couple of things before we get to my number 36 wrestler. Reminder. My man Ty Beaudoin, right down the street, Quarter Tavern, tomorrow. We got the shindig of all shindigs. Okay. We got bands. We got food. We got spirits. Drink you some cold ones, hang out, get you a ride down there, get you a designated driver.
Should be a pretty day.
Enjoy. Enjoy some fabulous food that's going to be free
on the house. Main Street, New Iberia.
That's it. And you know, speaking of Main Street.
Oh, go ahead.
As I've said before on the show, you know, coaching all my life, kind of lived life with blinders on. Just, you know, you go to school, you stay in school, every now and then you go out, might have lunch or something, but. Yesterday afternoon, walking down Main, I was actually going to the little butterfly shop down the road.
You going to butterfly shops now? What the heck?
It was actually to see.
How can you talk wrestling and butterflies in the same damn sentence?
It was for a great reason. Because I did feel like I needed to check my man card when I walked in. But that place does smell wonderful. It's called Blue Butterfly. Is that the name of it?
He was looking for a net.
We have digressed.
Okay, I was actually going to visit Marla Wallet to get some pictures of Bootsy.
Okay.
Okay, because we're going to do a big show on Bootsy.
I'm looking forward to
it. Oh, it's coming. And we're going to get some folks in here, and we're going to honor Bootsy Wallet on this show. And she had some old pictures. And when I say old, okay, some of these things, when she handed me the bag, some of the old photos were falling apart, and she got it on her shirt. But I was walking down there, and I see Barry Guillot down there having a drink and a cigar with Father Savoy and Father Harrington and another gentleman. And I tell you, I told my wife, I went home, I said, I'm a little jealous. I like this whole Main Street.
That's it. I told you, you could very well become the new mayor of Main Street.
Oh, I'm not running. I'm not running. That, I'm not running.
Paul Schwing's looking for a.
I don't want. You know, Jason, my boy, married to Holloman. Jason Bayo.
I don't
want to get into that.
Yeah.
Hey, I think we got Paul Schechtsteiner. We got Jason Bayo. I don't want to get in that conversation.
Helen Holloman.
Yes, yes.
So real quick on that note, my guy Freddie DeCourt, our real mayor of New Iberia, is ready to come in and talk some wrestling.
Is he ready? Is he really?
And some power lifting. Your guy was. Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna give him a plug.
Hey,
he was a power lifter in college. You know, little stubby guy with long hair. You can kind of relate to that. I can relate to that.
I want to tell y'all something. This is how deep the wrestling goes. Okay,
so
and I hope he's listening right now. One of my dearest friends of all time, the great Stephen Tank Lotief. Okay, going through some stuff right now in Kaplan that I'm not going to go into because we don't talk about negative stuff on the show. But one of the best football coaches in the state of Louisiana, bar none. Okay, Tank and I were both Lambda Chi's at USL.
Okay,
all right. On a typical Friday afternoon, we would take the couches out of the fraternity house, put them out front, get a keg of
soda pop.
Yeah, keg of soda pop. Sit out front. And we had a little wrestling skit that we had thrown together. And look, the Kappa Sigs were on one side, and the PKTs were on the other. And we would go through the whole deal. I mean, and it was all choreographed. And we would finish it off with the sunset flip. And let me tell you something. If anybody doesn't know what the sunset flip is.
I don't.
Okay. So he would throw me up against the imaginary ropes.
Okay.
I would come off the rope. So he would put his head down. To flip me.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
I would jump over him, around the back, grab him by the ankles, throw him down, okay? And we just went through the whole thing. And I'm telling you now, this stuff ain't easy to
do. That's what you call getting lathered
up. If I tried to do the sunset flip to anybody right now, I'm telling you, I'd hurt myself.
Yeah, don't. I got my Jordans on, man.
Very bad.
Don't flip me today.
Oh, no. So, you know, Steven and I, we had some great times. Actually, I was invited to a little just a few guys getting together.
Don't tell me a wrestling party.
No.
Are you serious?
In Lafayette. And he didn't know I was coming. And I walked up, and when I got him from the back, I started stomping my foot in the ground, and with the open hand cup, just started wailing him on the back. Boom, boom, boom. And he always says, he calls me Andrew. Andrew's my first name. You see, he goes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. So he's Tank, and I'll call him Steven because his mother used to call him Steven.
You have a pretty tight bond.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, "Doggin' Andrew, hit me with the open hand. You don't want to hit him with the flat hand. You know, when you're faking it, you hit him with the cupped hand. You got to hit him with the cupped hand.
It makes a little more noise."
Okay. With that being said,
oh, man.
I was going to talk Players' Championship, but we can save that. Sergio Garcia made two eagles yesterday, 7-under.
You can't talk golf.
Yeah, I can't go golf right now. I can't go golf.
No, we got to go wrestling.
My number 36 wrestler of all time.
Tronc Cease.
This gentleman, you need to realize, folks, if you're a lot younger, in the 1970s, early 80s, the Cold War was at its peak. Okay?
The wrestling Cold War?
But just the Cold War. Seriously. I grew up, and I'm sorry, you just hated Russians.
Yeah.
Okay? You grew up hating Russia. I'm going to say it. Look, I know it's by you politically. Okay, you hated Russia. When I watched the 1976 Olympics.
True, that's true.
I'm just like, just beat the Russians, man.
Yeah.
Okay? Just beat the Russians. Of course, in 1980, they boycott, and then we boycott. Or is it vice versa, 80-84? We grew up hating the Russians, man. It's commies, dude.
I was in Montreal in 76.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
How impressive.
For the game?
For the Olympics.
For the Olympics?
You know who was my idol for the 1976 Olympics?
Don't tell me Bruce Jenner.
Yeah, it was Bruce Jenner!
I told you not to. I saw him win the gold medal.
Oh, man. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a decathlete.
Well.
It wasn't in the cards.
Yeah.
I had everything but the athletic ability.
Yeah. the stamina.
I saw the Sphinxes, Sugar Ray Leonard, Howard Davis, all those boxes.
Oh, God.
And look,
I love the boxing.
I wouldn't miss it.
We need to get a boxer on here, local boxer.
Well, I'm working on getting the UFC champion.
Dustin Poirier.
Oh, yeah, I'm working on that.
Oh, yeah.
I got Brian Terrio working on that
phone. Oh, yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Pardon me while I digress.
I'll let him put you in that whatever you
want. Oh, no, no. I ain't letting that guy touch me. I don't know if I want to shake hands with
that
guy.
That's not going to be an open slap.
Oh, no. That's for real. That's for real.
Hide the chairs.
I'm wearing my Jordans that day so I can run.
Cold War. 70s, 80s. You hate the Russians. So how genius is it for a Canadian-born gentleman by the name of Auréal Perrin, French-Canadian, breaks into wrestling, but eventually turns into my number 36 wrestler of all time.
Lucky
one
man.
Of the greatest heels of all time because he was Russian. The Russian Bear, Ivan Koloff.
The Russian Bear.
He had it, and it's funny because I went back and I was watching some YouTube, and you could hear a hint of French-Canadian in his Russian accent. Magnum T.A., I am coming for you, Magnum T.A. I will break you. I will put you in bear hug.
How do you spell Koloff?
K-O-L-O-F-F. And Koloff. The bear hug. Oh, and again, these holds were such a big part of me growing up. Because we get everybody in the, and look, the bear hug.
He just looks disgruntled, probably because they made him wear that onesie thing.
Oh, dude, no, I'm telling you, this dude was bad to the bone. And look, and he was always bad. Again, bad guys back in the day were always bad. They never jumped from back and forth. They were always bad.
Would he wear the hammer and the sickle on him?
Oh, dude, he wore USSR across his forehead, man.
Yeah, it looks like he liked
it. And he ended up wrestling. He ended up being more successful as a wrestler with his quote-unquote nephew. It was Nikita Koloff, and who was a monster of a guy. But Ivan, like I said, you just love to hate this guy. He was Russian, and they always – so one of his great nemesis on wrestling was Dusty Rhodes. Well, why would they set that up? Because you know who Dusty Rhodes was? He was the American Dream.
He was the game warden from New Iberia, wasn't he?
I'm about to backslap Eric.
He was also a right fielder for the Dodgers.
He apprehended some of my clients.
The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, the son of a plumber. So you had the American Dream on one side, and then you had this Rusky, this commie on the other. And it just made for great television, man.
Big crowds, too.
Oh, God, it just drew everybody in. Again, you know, he one-time tag team with the great Ray Stevens, his nephew, Nikita Koloff. Also had a big feud with the Road Warriors. It's this dude. Like I said, love to hate him. Eventually, we're going to get into people that I actually liked, okay? But again, it's the guys I remember. It's the guys I remember. And you got to have the bad guy to make a good guy.
Yeah.
You got to have the good versus evil.
Good cop, bad cop.
That's it. I was going to save this from Monday, but I'm going to go ahead. You know, we got time today. Let's talk Cajun ingenuity. I'm doing a 180 here.
Oh, man.
This has nothing to do with sports. But y'all know I'm out there. Remember, I work for Integrity Rentals, the great Chris Bigler. I'm out there slinging iron, baby.
Yeah.
All right. We got compressors. We got welding machines. We got tuggers. We got all the equipment that you can imagine. We've got light towers, okay? With that being said, basically what I do is I buy food for customers and I develop relationships. Insurance, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you need torque equipment.
Business is purely.
You come see me, but I'm bringing food. I'm visiting with people. You want to talk Cajun ingenuity? You know what a chicken crackling is, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've had them.
How good are they?
They're pretty damn good.
Everybody's slinging them now.
My son loves
you can't go anywhere, gas station, whatever, you can find some chicken crackling. Cajun ingenuity. Now, I went and actually, at the grocery store, I priced this because I realized what I'm paying for chicken crackling.
Where's your go-to chicken crackling place?
And where it comes from. Oh, Blazing Specialties is my go-to.
Oh, okay. I got you.
It's my go-to.
Okay.
But like I said, you can get them all over the place.
Yeah.
So I just went in, and I'm looking at Freeman, and you can buy a pack of thighs, basically give or take a dollar a pound. Okay, so you go get you 4 pounds of thighs for $4. Now, that's on sale, okay, but you can find it. And basically all chicken crackling is they're deboning it.
Yep.
They're cutting them up to get a lot of skin per bite. And they just frying them. Now, some people, and I tell you why.
It's got the meat in there. It's not just the skin.
Well, let me tell you. It's different. That's why Blazin', in my opinion, is the best around here, because he uses the whole chicken thigh. I do know that. He attaches the meat.
Yeah, yeah.
But you do have some folks, they literally throw away the meat.
Really?
Because they feel like that's not the way they want to do it. They want to just have, or they just want the little bitty attachments of meat.
Yeah. Right?
Because I'm telling you, I've become a connoisseur.
I'm going to pass by our sponsor, Blazin'.
But I want you to understand something. So let's say you got 4 pounds of chicken thighs. They debone it, cut it up. So let's say that becomes 3 pounds. All right, because they just lost some weight.
You didn't teach math in high school.
Okay.
You got an English coach. Where are you going with this?
Doc Voorhees was my teacher. I'm telling you, I learned math.
Okay.
I learned math. Basically, a pound of chicken crackling is about $15.
Holla at your boy.
So out of that 3 pound pack that costs initially $4, that's about $45. Now, don't get me wrong. Somebody's got to cut it up. You got to turn on electricity. You got to have flour. You got to have seasoning. You got to have all those things. And look, I'm not saying this is not a negative thing. This is a positive, because, of course, it's supply and demand. All right? It's about what people are willing to pay for a product. It is the most ingenious thing I've come across since I've been in sales. I mean, the chicken crackling. Who'd have thought of that?
Chicken crackling game.
I mean, dude.
You never know what you're going to get. But I have to say, I've never eaten Blazin'. We've stopped at Don's. What is that?
Yeah, right there in Scott.
In Scott. My son got some, and he was tearing them up, man.
Oh, no, they're fabulous.
I didn't think it was the skin. I thought it was just thinly sliced thighs.
Yeah, no, like I said, they want some places it's almost exclusively skin with a little bit of meat. But like I said, to me, go to Blazin'.
I was trying to explain that to some Texas
our show.
Guys.
They've got a lot of meat.
They couldn't wrap their head around a chicken crackling. Oh, just explaining, you know, hey, now we don't just have pork cracklings now. Now they're slinging chicken.
And, of course, you're not gonna use a breast, although I don't like white meat chicken. I'm a dark meat guy. But, you know, the breast is a little more expensive, and, of course, you use that for a lot more different things. So the thigh is a cheaper piece of meat. My mother always loved it that I liked thighs and legs and wings. Because everybody, they'd all fight over the breast, okay? And I'd sit there, just give me any piece.
Give me
a 4-piece dark.
Oh, it's on like
and
donkey.
And some red beans and rice.
It's on like donkey.
Oh! Oh, that makes me want to give me 2 claps and a Ric Flair.
Woo! Man, that's the one. I'm telling you, it's the Jordans.
The great Zion Hill. The first time he did that in our locker room, he said, "Coach, when you're done, whoever we were going out to play, he said, Coach, when you're done, I just want to throw something in there." So I give a little talk before the game, and Zion stands up, and he looks at me, and I gave him the okay. He said, "All right, everybody, give me 2 claps of the Ric Flair." Woo! I was like, yes!
Y'all won that game?
Yeah, oh, I
oh,
guarantee.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We won a lot of them, partner.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He was a stud. Trying to get him on the show.
Oh, yeah,
coach.
We're going to get Zion on. Right now, it's about to be spring football, so those guys are super busy right now. I talked to Peter the other day, Peter LeBlanc, of course, Trey Amos, all those guys. They're super busy with spring.
Quick shout-out to St. Martinville basketball team.
Yes, thank you.
Coming in
thank you.
Almost beating Madison Prep.
Had them on the ropes, man.
Third quarter, they did. They had the lead in the third quarter.
Yep.
Yeah, they got some.
Jalen Mitchell and crew.
Those guys can play.
Actually, somebody tweeted yesterday, and I'm so glad you brought that up, Eric. They tweeted that how many years, it's been 60 years that Mitchells have been pouring in points for St. Martinville. Well, I threw it out there. I said, think of the Mitchells between Iberia, Vermilion, and St. Martin Parish. So you go back, of course, St. Martin. They talk about it. Coach Mitchell. This young man, Jalen Mitchell, Leonard Swat Mitchell. I mean, you can
Aaron
go.
Aaron Mitchell.
Okay, you can go on and on.
Was it Tasman that's on the LSU?
Yeah. Come down here, Tiberia Parish, Jared Mitchell.
Jeff Mitchell.
They got one in my son's eighth grade class.
I was about to say Zach, those Catholic High guys. move over to Vermilion Parish. Brandon Mitchell got two Super Bowl rings. Yeah. Elijah Mitchell, yeah, who is cousins to Brandon Mitchell. Jason Mitchell, who played at Tennessee. I'm telling you, if you see a guy playing ball and they got Mitchell across the back of their shoulders, a good chance that there's some serious DNA rolling around in that dude.
Yeah, look, there's an eighth grade kid in my son's class, Jaden Mitchell. I'll give him a shot, a little plug. Kid can play.
Oh, look.
Special athlete.
There's an old saying in coaching, you can't beat DNA. and again, I don't know if all these guys are related or not, but it's just amazing that name.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
In the Bayou area, in the area that we cover, has just been so prevalent, so prominent, so dominant.
Yeah.
In all these sports.
Jerry Mitchell's one that got away from me. He played with Zach Mitchell on the Narber High team. They're
everywhere. Yeah. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
So with that being said, man, happy Friday. It's a great day. It looks like the fog's lifting. We're going to have a good one. Things are warming up. Everybody heading out to wherever they go to get their shrubs and trees, their
Rhinella.
Flowers.
Going to play some baseball, man.
Rhinella.
Going out to Rhinella.
That's good. who you got today?
We got North Vermilion.
There you go.
Later this afternoon, and Bell plays tomorrow, a little eighth grade baseball. So you can enjoy some time, eat some sunflower seeds.
So Monday we're going to come back. I'm going to work on this weekend. We're going to get some more stars, some more former stars, some more coaches that we're going to talk to. Looked at a little list the other day of the top college basketball players of all time. And we're going to talk about that. Because one thing that's funny, first of all, it's the big men that dominate, of course, because so many of those big men came before their time. But also, it doesn't always equate to the best NBA players or always the best college players. It relative to what system they were from. You know, I'll throw it out there right now. Michael Jordan's not one of the top 10, and he doesn't deserve to be in the top 10 of college.
So many variables.
You know who Michael Jordan is?
Because he's a Dean Smith guy.
Thank you.
Dean Smith was not going to have a guy that was going to score 30 points a game. I don't care who you were.
Right.
That's Dean Smith basketball. First of all, in those times, when North Carolina would get a lead, they were going four corners. Right. That was before the shot clock. Dean Smith was the best four corners guy, four to score, they called it. It was perfected at Turlings by DeLome, Coach DeLome. Our girls at Abbeville, Coach Laura LaBeouf, ran it for years. Get a 10-point lead, it's four to score, baby.
Dang.
Basically, what you're trying to create is a 3-on-2 break. Once you beat off the dribble down at the post, and you try to turn the whole, and then if you can shoot free throws. You got to be able to shoot free throws. Can't do four to score if you can't shoot free throws.
That is correct.
But again, so, you know, Michael Jordan, I'll leak that out. He was number 12 on the list, and he wasn't. He wasn't up there with Bill Russell, Kareem, Pistol, you know, even Bill Bradley, David Thompson, Larry Bird.
College basketball. That's a good, interesting list.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we'll talk about that on Monday and along with some other things. And everybody have a blessed weekend. Remember now, tomorrow, you're looking for something to do. Go see my man Ty at Quarter Tavern.
Yeah.
We got a major soiree going on over there. Right here for my man, Eric Hike.
Good.
Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor. Turbo. Everybody have a blessed weekend. Peace.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Want to work your body in top condition? Look no further than Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment. Whether outfitting a home gym or a large rehab center, Frank will get you quality equipment that will last for years. Large machines or small accessories, our selection is second to none. Frank, who was born and raised in New Iberia, will see to it that your equipment is serviced even well after the sale. Visit our website at frankspecialtyequipment.com or call the office at 337-316-1231.
We're making it easy at Arsenal Ford this month. What month is it?
It's truck month.
Take $13,000 off the last 2020 F-150s in stock.
Because it's truck month.
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies, such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation has been keeping Acadiana strong and healthy since 2003. We have the highest level of trained and licensed physical therapists who will customize a treatment plan to get you results. Plus, the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device. And we provide optimum care with both state-of-the-art equipment and drug-free techniques like dry needling and blood flow restriction therapy. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Be at the Corner Tavern this Saturday for the rescheduled Mardi Gras brunch to benefit local charities. The live music begins at 10 with the Cajun Company Band, and at 2, it's the Basin Street Band. From barbecue to etouffee, fried fish, and more, a variety of food by local cooking teams. No charge, but donations will be accepted to benefit local charities. That's this Saturday. Doors open at 9 at the Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary.
With more than 20 years of service to Acadiana, Action Specialties is the leading provider of uniforms, workwear, screen printing, and promotional products in the South. When it comes to building your brand, Action Specialties has you covered. Whether you need signs and decals for your business, T-shirts and polos for your office, or FR uniforms for your workforce, call Action Specialties for all of your logoed needs. To plan your next project, call Action Specialties at 337-367-1664 or visit us on the web at actionspecialties.com. That's actionspecialties.com.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298 CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tesh.